Welcome to your 5 for today. I heard this story from America a while ago. She felt as low as it was possible to feel. She pushed against the florist's shop door, the November wind at her back. Her life had been easy. Then, in the 4th month of her second pregnancy, a minor road accident took away that ease. During this Thanksgiving week, she would have delivered a son. She grieved over her loss. What's worse, her friend infuriated her by suggesting her grief was a God-given path to maturity that would allow her to empathize with others who suffer. Had she lost a child? No. She had no idea what I'm feeling. Thanksgiving? Thankful for what? She wondered. For a careless driver whose lorry was hardly scratched when he hit a car in the rear? For an airbag that saved her life but took that of her unborn child? The florist asked, "Are you looking for something that conveys gratitude this Thanksgiving?" "Not exactly," the customer blurted out. "Sorry, but in the last 5 months, everything that could go wrong has." She regretted her outburst, but was surprised when the florist said, "I have the perfect arrangement for you." The shop's doorbell suddenly rang. "Barbara, hi," the florist said, and disappeared into a small workroom. She quickly reappeared carrying a massive arrangement of green bows and long-stemmed thorny roses, except there were no roses on the top. Watching, our friend thought, was this a joke? "It's beautiful," said Barbara. "My family will love this one. Thanks." Our friend stared. "That lady just left with, no flowers." The florist said, "Yes, that's the special. I call it the Thanksgiving Thorns Bouquet. I'm a Christian. I've always thanked God for good things in life, and I never thought to ask him why they happened to me. But when bad stuff came, I sure asked. It took time to learn that dark times are important. You know, the Bible says that God comforts us when we're afflicted, and from his comfort we learn to comfort others." Our friend gasped. "A friend said something like that to me, and I was furious. I guess the truth is, I don't want comfort. I've lost a baby and I'm angry with God." The doorbell rang again. "Hi, Phil," shouted the florist as a balding, rotund man entered the shop. He hugged her warmly. "Jenny, I'm here for the 12 thorny, long-stemmed stems," Phil laughed. "I figured as much. I've got them ready." She lifted a tissue-wrapped arrangement from the cabinet. "Beautiful," said Phil. "My wife will love them." Our friend could not resist asking, "Are those for your wife? Why thorns?" He said, "4 years ago, my wife and I nearly divorced. After 40 years, we were in a real mess, problem after problem. We rescued our marriage last Thanksgiving. I stopped in here for flowers. I must have mentioned surviving a tough time because Jenny told me she kept a vase of rose stems as a reminder of what she learned from thorny times. It was good enough for me. I took home stems. My wife and I decided to label each one for a specific thorny situation and give thanks for what the problem taught us." Phil paid Jenny, and as he left, said, "I highly recommend the special." "I don't know if I can be thankful for the thorns in my life," said our friend. "Well, my experience says that thorns make roses more precious. We treasure God's care more during trouble than at any other time. Remember, Jesus wore a crown of thorns so that we might know his love. Don't resent thorns. For the first time since the accident, she loosed her grip on resentment. I'll take 12 long-stemmed thorns, please. I hoped you would, Jenny said. Then, every time you see them, remember to appreciate both the good and bad times. We grow through both.